Nebiel 15. Yeah.
Hello, Benedict.
Hello, Eel-ly.
Eel-ly. Don't call me Eel-ly again.
Eel-ly. Eel-ly. There's a new quite young woman on Homes Under the Hammer. Didn't know she'd started. They didn't seem to have got rid of blonde one.
I've never really liked Homes Under the Hammer.
Well, today they're in a cottage in Romsley near Worcester, a flat in London's East Finchley, and a traditional mid-terrace in the Ebbw Valley of Welsh Valleys.
All right.
They're all sold at auction, I'll have you know. And Dion Dublin, he'll be there in a second.
Lovely stuff. I think that's what TV needs, more ex-footballers presenting things.
Would you remember when, what's the other guy called on the show? I once did a very bad impression of him.
The blonde one who was on I'm a Celeb and no one liked him.
Yeah, well he's not like, yeah, and he does a show on talk radio.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning. Martin Roberts!
That's him.
Oh, it does turn out Lucy Alexander has left the show.
Oh, right.
Who'd have thunk it?
Well, there's an advert for E45 cream on ITV. You're missing it all.
I mean, I'd rather be on my channel, to be honest.
You're lost, buddy boy.
They've done 1,020 episodes of Home to the Hammer.
Really?
Yeah, who does that? Jeez!
Hawkeye!
Hawkeye! Right, here's a question for you.
Okay.
Lorraine's just been on.
Yeah.
Imagine I'm Lorraine right now. I invite you to be the guest chef for a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm someone who's sat...
What do you make me?
Well, I'm someone who's sat eating Nutella on toast at the minute.
but if you were given a quick 5 to 10 minute slot to make me some food, and I'm sexy upper middle aged lady,
you think Lorraine Kelly is sexy?
Yeah, would you not? I think she's got real sex appeal.
Well, each to their own, mate. It's not for me.
Well, each to their own. Each to my own.
Yeah, she's not for me. It just caught me off guard. That
did it?
Yeah.
Are you more of a Kate Garraway kind of guy?
I'm more of a... I'm trying to think who's around the same age. What's her name? Angela from... who sometimes is the anchor on Loose Women. What's her name?
Angela Rippon?
Yeah.
To be fair, I did once see her in Media City. What a gilf.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hang on. Marilyn Manson's on This Morning.
Sorry, what? Are you joking?
Oh, no, it was just a video they played of him. But maybe, I don't know, because there's no word. I can't see the words.
You need subtitles on, mate.
Oh, jeez.
Does that actually work? Wait, let me check.
I'm going to have a look. Where will I find it on my...
Text?
Subtitles. There's a subtitles button.
Ooh.
Oh, we've got him. Before the break, Joseph and Amanda said, "What's Sam, your stalker? You said you believe that 100%. I don't think he did.
Oh, this is brilliant. We're learning about TVs now.
Oh, no, it's
crazy. I don't think my subtitles work.
I'm sure this woman didn't have highlights before the break.
So, we've got some news. We were inducted into the Brit pod scene Twitter.
Yeah, we were.
The other day. So now we've got friends in the British podcast scene.
Yeah. It's effectively a podcast network, and they've asked
community
us to be part of it.
I think it's really cool, and they've started giving us reviews, they've started retweeting us, they've been really kind to us.
Yeah, I don't think they know what they've let themselves in for.
No, I mean, so they're setting up a website, and they asked us to give how smutty we are out of chilies. So if we're like 5 chilies, we're...
I thought
red
it was
hot.
HP sauce.
Yeah, it might be actually. I don't know.
Because it was saucy, not hot.
It was saucy, yeah, that was it, sorry.
Come on,
how
mate.
Saucy you are. And it was out of 5 saucies, and obviously I had to put 5, because this is straight, smut.
Exactly, straight up smut.
I don't think one of us has sworn yet, but it's already been pretty bad.
It's not been that bad. We're just easing our way in. I'm just having my breakfast, so I can't be too bad while
I've got a bucket of tea on my lap.
A bucket of tea?
It's big. I mean, it's a mug that's, I think in some countries, in some cultures, could be warranted as a bucket.
Wow!
It's not rhyming slang, by the way.
I don't know what that will mean. Bucket of tea. I can't...
Lee. Bucket of tea. Lee.
Oh, all right.
No, I don't know. Bucket. Fuck it. I don't know.
Fair.
Have we got an ad this week?
Yes. This week, we're sponsored by France.
France?
Yeah. The country.
The country?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put a lot of thought into that one.
Yeah, great.
You know, baguettes, garlic, the Eiffel Tower.
Is that all it says?
Terrible minds.
Is that all they wanted us to say?
They didn't really give much. They're a bit vague.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's... Oh, no, I almost made a very horrible joke then. So I'm not going to say anything. I can't say anything without getting myself in a hole there.
Oh, no. And as we know, you don't like being in holes.
Don't like being in holes?
You like to have your holes filled.
That's not very funny, Ben.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. And I think you said you were going to have a mascot this week.
Yes, one second.
So what's this mascot thing? I just got it on a text and I was like, what's he on about?
So we've got a mascot and you get to pick it, Ben.
Me? Ben Jones? Neb?
Neb?
I get to pick. I get to pick. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So are you ready? I'll give you three choices. I'll start with the shitter one.
Yep. And then well, I mean, I might love it.
I don't think you will. So, first, we've got Dermot the Dishcloth. Dermot loves cleaning plates and bowls, but he hates being used on surfaces. He's been in circulation for about 2.5 weeks, so he's very scared that his time's up any day now. Literally any day, they could chuck away this dishcloth.
Are you not going to retire him to a farm in the English countryside?
No, because that's not where dishcloths go, mate.
Where do they go in your mind?
They go in the bin, and they get put on a pylon, and they rot away with fish bones and Yorkshire tea bags.
Just lots of tea bags.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Tea bags are quite good, though, for landfills.
Do you think?
Yeah, because it's just... basically, it's natural, so it just composes down. It's plant.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that before. That's so, actually quite good.
It's probably, like... British landfills are probably more healthy than other landfills, because it's basically just making compost.
Lovely stuff. Anyway, that's Dermot the Dishcloth. Then we've got Penelope Pisspatch.
So what?
So her mouth is actually some flies on a gentleman's trousers, and she's been. She's been stuck, so she's stuck on this gentleman's trousers who's a mid-level businessman in the big city. He's sexist and vaguely racist, and quite frequently she gets pushed up against girls' arses on the tram.
Just furthering on from that, yesterday, something quite disgusting happened to me.
What?
So I was in the McDonald's toilets after I'd had a McDonald's lunch in London.
Yeah, and that's McDonald's. It's great.
McDonald's, please send me a Big Mac. And I was stood next to this very tall, very big Russian man, and he was having a piss, and I was having a piss, and he finished before me, and there was like, I'm not even joking, 20 seconds of him afterwards. You know how you do the little shake to make sure you don't have a piss patch?
Yeah.
Instead of shaking, he was just wanking his dick. I could just see out of the corner of my eye his arm just slowly going back and forth. And I was like, I'm stood next to a man who's basically masturbating. And it went on for so long. I was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, God.
And then he took ages to wash his hands, ages to dry them. And there was only one dryer, so I was waiting for ages for him to dry his hands. And I was just stood there with my wet hands. Oh.
I imagine that, like, if you did that, so you shake it, if you shake it for a little bit too long, you have to try and do, like, certain techniques to try and make it look like you're not wanking at all. So then you end up doing it longer, and then you just like, oh.
But he was just doing just your standard back and forth strokes, but in a really slow style.
Was like you watching?
Like, I could just see it, the corner of my eye. I could just see, like, you can't not look. It's the corner of your eye. You have peripheries. I was just looking straight forward, and I could just see it going slowly back and forth in the corner of my eye. It was disgusting.
Oh.
You couldn't believe what was happening.
You should have reported him.
I should have. I should have said, this man is a pervert.
Public masturbator.
Yeah. I mean, oh, it was horrible.
Having a little Tommy tank in Mackie's toilet.
That's wank, if you don't know Cockney rhyming style.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing a proper Cockney rhyming then.
And right, then, I'm not sure I'm going to choose that one. Do we have another one?
Okay, and then we've got Kinnaminster Ken.
I like that.
He has a genetic disease that makes his immune system prone to mumps every 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah, every third meal he has is from Greg's, the baker's. And his main hobby is trying to spit
Baker's
on pigeons.
Loosely. He's trying to what? Stop pigeons?
No, spit on pigeons.
Okay, yeah. I mean, fair.
But that's just Kinnaminster Ken.
Classic Ken.
Classic Ken.
Is Kinnaminster Ken Cockney rhyming slang for hen?
No, men.
Sorry. Okay. I think I'm going to go with Kinnaminster Ken.
Kinnaminster Ken's won it. Well done, Ken. The mascot for the show is Kinnaminster Ken.
Will he pop up throughout the show and just kind of do a little voice? Just say, you're listening to Nebiel. Is he going to do that?
Maybe.
Do you want to do one now? Do you have a sound recording of him?
I've got my mouth full of toast at the minute.
Yeah, but you just have to press play on a recording.
Hello! I am very glad I have been chosen for mascot of Nebiel. That's right, is it? Yeah, Nebiel. I will not let you down. Keep on listening and keep on rocking the free world.
Rocking the free world. Thank you. Could have missed Ken then. It's Nebiel 15. Theme tune!
Ken, the mascot for Nebiel this week.
Oh, classic Ken there.
It's classic Ken.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for that, Ken. Really great story. Obviously, as usual, can't go into that further.
Exactly.
We've got some letters, though.
Have we?
Yeah, we do. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Right. Dear Nebiel.
That's
it's
us.
The letter writer. Sorry, what? Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
It's the letter writer, formerly known as Mark from Romford here.
Formerly known. What?
Now I go by Marcel, who resides in Romford. After last week's shocking discovery in my mother's diary. I think he's referring to how when he was a baby in So Mark, obviously, he's been writing in for weeks, and he wants us to look after his mum, Melanie. And she wrote in her diary last week that she hopes that Mark doesn't refer to himself as Mark from Romford. And he does that.
So we've got Marcel, who resides in Romford.
Yeah.
Romford, not Mumford.
Yeah, Romford. She goes on.
Okay.
He does. It seems that we're starting to make headway, and you're slowly coming around to the idea of looking after my mother if I were to die unexpectedly.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but I'm warming to Melanie.
Okay.
So I've attached another letter, another diary, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks kindly, Marcel, who resides in Romford.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you, Marcel. Dear Melanie's diary, it's the 30th of October 1982. Just had a mad weekend after I went to see E.T. You know, because it's 1982, and that's when it was released. Have you seen E.T., Lee?
I've seen E.T. A lovely little flick.
I went with Mark, who is now 4, because it's 1982.
Right, so now we're getting a proper idea of how old Mark is.
After the film, and because I'd had a bit of too many wine bags, I thought it'd be funny wine to try bags. And recreate... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the 80s. I thought it'd be funny to try and recreate the scene of E.T. in the bike, but with Mark.
Oh, right, so he's in the basket.
Yeah, like E.T. E.T., go home!
Yeah.
Luckily, because it's the 80s, I was wearing leggings, so I was cycle-ready. Although my shoulder pads cause a little bit of friction because they're nylon.
And it's the 80s.
Sadly, as soon as we had cycled 10 feet, we were stopped by PC Daniel.
PC Daniel? Hello.
PC Daniel, I wonder how they know each other.
Yeah.
Luckily, he didn't charge me because not only am I white... But also, I sent him nudes when he was fighting in the Falklands just a few months ago, because it's 1982.
She sent him nude. I want to know more about that.
Nude slides, in fact, that's what it says. So he owes me one for all the wanks he had courtesy of my banging body. Oh, hello.
He had wanks in the army.
Yeah, over her slides.
I wouldn't do that.
Imagine holding up her photo up to the window and trying to get some light.
Up to the window, yeah, but there's about 8 people in a room together.
I mean, yeah, probably, because it's, yeah, or on the ship, maybe.
Either way, you can't have a wank in peace.
Well, maybe that's how PC Daniel likes it. maybe I was stood next to PC Daniel in McDonald's.
I was
yesterday.
Literally just about to say that. I mean, you don't know his origins from that, do you? So he could be Russian.
Yeah, he could. Anyway, I'm going to watch Allo, Allo and Only Fools and Horses tonight because it's 1982.
Right, so she watched Allo, Allo and Only Fools and Horses.
Because it's 1982, yeah.
Because it's 1982.
See you soon, diary, for more fun and lols. XOXO, Romford Girl.
Oh, was that it? That was very short.
It was a short one.
I expected there wasn't very much meat on that skeleton, was there?
I think she had too many wine bags. so she was probably a bit on edge for writing.
Yeah, was the handwriting a bit shaky?
Yeah, very shaky.
Like she had Parkinson's or something.
Yeah, I mean, she might not have even said lols at the end. She might have said something completely different, but because I'm not even sure lols was a thing in 1982.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, to be fair, Ben.
I think, if anything, maybe she probably it meant said cowabunga.
Maybe it meant lots of loves back then.
Yeah. See you soon for more fun and lots of loves. XO. Yeah, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Cowabunga. It's Melanie here.
Oh, no, that's horrible. Cowabunga. Hey, how old is she at this point, though? So
I mean, it never actually says how old she is.
Yeah, because but... the first one, when was that? Was it late 70s?
Yeah, late 70s. Oh, okay. So I've checked back to the second letter, and he says that she's only 65. She was 30 in 1982,
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Marky Boy was 4, so she had Mark when she was 26. Now that
Yeah,
makes sense.
that's fine, that.
We're getting a good picture of who she is.
Exactly. So she's a bit of a loose woman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting that perception. She didn't mention her husband,
Well,
Steve.
in the last one she wanted to date someone she was working with. In this one she sends nudes to a policeman in South Korea. Was
South
it
Korea, no, Falklands.
Falklands? Oh.
yeah, and yeah, so she's got, okay, we're starting to get a good picture. She's obviously got a thing for Daniel. She's got a thing for
Brian.
Brian in the office, and Steve, her husband, seems to be a bit left out, a
He
bit of the
does.
wayside.
Exactly. He's
But
piggy in the middle.
she's still spending a lot of time with Mark, though. I think Mark, we're starting to get a perception that Mark's maybe a bit of a mama's boy.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
And that's probably why he wants us to look after her.
That would make sense. And he doesn't, yeah. He doesn't want her recreating the ET scene with any other kids.
No, I mean, she could have literally. She had a whole pick of Rumford.
Mallory, phone home.
I think, though, Rumford used to have an ice rink, so maybe we'll see that pop up into a story. Don't
You have been doing your homework, haven't you?
know. I may have spent 20 minutes googling what the fuck was in Romford, where even Romford was.
Well, you may not have,
And
because these are legitimate letters.
these are legitimate
You
historical ev
was just doing it for background on our friend Mark.
yeah, or Marcel, I
Marcel,
think he goes
sorry.
by now.
Marcel.
Maybe we'll get a really recent diary one day of earlier this year.
Maybe one day.
Maybe it'll get really meta and Melanie will start talking about how Mark's been chatting to these boys on Nebil.
Oh,
But that's just a maybe, and that's probably a long way in the future.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Right, do you want me to read a letter out?
Yes, I do, Lee.
Okay. Holla holla, Nebelios. Just to contact,
Okay.
good to contact you. Just wondering. What you fellas think Paul O'Grady is up to right now? From Stephen in Rochdale.
Rochdale, we're getting all the R's.
Yeah. Oh, heavy
Do you
week.
think, is this what Stephen?
Stephen with a PH.
Oh, so not Stephen from Romford, unless he changed his name.
Oh, it could do, I guess.
Maybe they're all linked. A little conspiracy theory here, getting a fan theory.
Yeah, well, there's no, yeah, could be. Anyway, so what do you think Paul O'Grady's up to right now?
I mean, I could riff some comedy answers, but I know the actual answer.
Okay, go on then.
He hosts Blind Date and is on Radio 2.
At this time in the morning?
Oh, sorry, they want to know right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably smoking a pack of 50 and dressed as a lady.
As Lily Savage. Go on, get the character
Yeah.
right, mate.
Yeah, sorry. He's probably just doing
He
that.
hasn't done Lily Savage for what? 20 odd years, mate.
I mean,
So that was
in the
rubbish.
public eye, no. In person? I don't know.
Oh!
In private.
Maybe. Crying over Buster. Buster!
Oh.
Buster!
Your impression of Paul O'Grady still makes me laugh a lot,
It's not an
but
impression, it's here.
yeah, I mean, you did it on the first student episode, and it still gets a giggle. That was a real surprise. That's when I knew we had a hit on our
Yeah,
hands.
exactly.
If we go on a chat show in years to come, they go, "At what point did you know that this was something special?" I'll go, "First episode."
Buster, you bastard!
Played an impressions game. Lee, straight out the park, fucking impression of Paul O'Grady. Mourning the loss of his dead dog, Buster.
Oh. R.I.P.
I mean, Buster was really one of a kind.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think Paul O'Grady is in a cafe somewhere. He's...
Soho, maybe?
Maybe. He's sat with Christopher Biggins and Julian Clary.
Julian Clary, what a who.
And they're all talking about gay business. I think that's fair to say.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, there we go.
It is Soho as well.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Perfect. Done.
Thank you, Stephen in, was it Rochdale?
Rochdale. Stephen with a PH. Thank you. He's not quite good enough. He's not quite good enough to get the D. Dad joke.
Yeah.
Have you got another letter, then?
Yeah, I've got one more in front of me.
Okay.
It says, "Dear Nebiel, I've been listening for the last few episodes, and there's something I want to ask."
Oh, what do you want to ask?
"I'm going on holiday to Poland in a few weeks' time."
Oh, I'm not looking after someone else's mom.
"Will you look after my hamster called Lee?"
Called Lee? First off, what a fucking stupid name to call a hamster. Who calls the hamster Lee?
I don't know. Obviously, Brenda and Carlisle does.
Brenda and Carlisle? Come on, mate. Sort your life out.
She goes on, "It just seems to me like you're offering to look after Mark from Romford's mum, so why not look after my hamster Lee too?"
No, I'm not. Alright. I've got enough on my plate with bloody Melody, whatever her bloody name is.
Melody could be her evil twin sister.
It could be, but we don't know yet. We haven't got the other diaries. So, Brenda, come on, sort your life. Belinda, what was her name?
Brenda and Carlisle.
No, I can't. But I do think, I will say thank you, because I think you're the first Welsh contactor. We need a name.
Carlisle's in the north of England, you knob.
It's not. It's in Wales.
Carlisle, it's in the borderlands of Scotland.
I was thinking of Cardiff.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, well,
it does sound Welsh.
I look like a giddy goat now, don't I?
I think what's happening here is people are listening to our podcast, and it is, instead of thinking, these are funny guys, I should probably give them a retweet, a follow,
yeah,
things like that.
They think we're a fucking respite care or something.
Yeah, they think we're a babysitting service, but for anyone, really. They think that we'll just look after whatever. And I don't want to be that guy, but no.
I don't either. I don't want to. No. And if you're going to have that attitude, I don't even want you listening to this podcast. Will you just get out, please?
I mean, Marcel, who resides in Romford, he got in early.
Exactly. So
I feel like he's got a pass. And he was very polite. He's been a loyal listener since the first episode.
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing. You'd let one thing happen, and then they all jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, got to draw the line somewhere. And she goes on to say anyway, "Also, there could be some great sitcom moments where Lee the hamster gets mixed up with Lee the human."
Shit, mate.
Brenda, there won't be sitcom moments like that.
It's not happening. It's not happening. I'm not having it.
Please consider.
I'm not.
We won't.
No, I'm not. It's gone.
Brenda and Carlisle. P.S. When is Tony Blair going to be a guest?
We're not getting... We're not having war criminals on this podcast. She's done my edit.
She's the people's princess.
Was that your impression of Tony Blair?
Yeah, not the best. I do apologise.
I'm trying to... I can't do an impression of Tony Blair without doing the hands.
No, you can't. You can't really.
The voice isn't that great that I do. But once you see the hands, you're like, oh, it's Tony Blair. So
yeah, I mean, I've heard that. It's,
So Cherie said we should get another cat, and I was like, Larry's enough, darling. And he wouldn't say darling. That's rubbish. But yeah, you see, that sounds rubbish. But once you see the hands there, you're like,
the fucking Tony Blair, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Best impressionist in the world.
John Coleshaw, isn't it? It's you.
It is. It's Alistair McGowan shit.
What the fuck is on TV right now?
Are you watching ITV?
Yeah.
Oh! Plot twist. That's what really annoys me about, like, you get an advert that you think's going in a good direction, then this fat twat pops up.
Gawk and bear! Go bananas.
So, Brenda, piss off.
Is that all the letters, then?
No, I've got one more.
Oh, great. I'm excited.
Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Oh, God. Ha! I knew you'd say that. I have Paul O'Grady tied up in my basement for over a week now. I've been feeding him on dog treats to make him cry about Buster. Stephen from Rochdale. Wow.
What's
just happened?
I think we need to report that to the police.
I think we definitely do. We even know where he's from.
But can you save reporting that till the end of the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like we're recording already.
No, that made sense. That's fine.
I'm sure if he survived a week, he'll be all right for like a 20 more minutes.
Exactly. I mean, he's got dog biscuits. Some of those, if they're the right ones, some of them look very tasty.
Yeah, I mean,
I ate one once that tasted like, oh, Marilyn Manson's on telly again. Why is he on this morning?
I don't know. And why does he look fairly normal? Lots of questions.
Not Marilyn Manson, that's why. It just looks a bit like him.
It does.
It's Mark Almond.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Is calling someone darling rude? Darling.
Depends how you say it. Right, next question. So he's tied up. And I once tried a dog biscuit that tasted like mini cheddars. So they can't be that bad.
Yeah, my dog who recently died and lived a very long and happy life.
Yeah.
Only ate dog biscuits and some human food, but mainly dog biscuits.
Aw.
So, they all obviously do the job.
They do. Yes, they do the job, dog job.
Right, that was fun letters. If you want to get in touch, it's nebbiolpodcast@gmail.com. Just say your name
at
and
Gmail, the, because we're G's. Carry on.
Yeah. Just say that your name and the town or city you're from. So, I'm Ben from Cheltenham.
And that's Ben from Cheltenham.
Are you not going to do I'm Lee from Mansfield?
I'm Lee from Mansfield.
See, that's how it's done. That's the formula.
let me tell you, it's a winning one.
It is. I mean, give a loving the show. We haven't had one of those for a while.
No, we haven't, to be fair. But yeah, so that was that.
Do you want to play a game of what would you do if?
Go on then. Let me take a bit of squash and I'm ready for this.
I'm just going to fire these out. I want your honest opinion of what you'd do if...
Instant answers.
It's going to be quickfire.
Okay, I'm ready.
What would you do if your Amazon Prime Air drone slashed your neighbour's jugular as it delivered your package?
Bury the body under my shed.
What would you do if you had heard good things about a local nightclub, but when you went, all they played was the EastEnders theme tune over and over?
Have a great time.
What would you do if you didn't turn your phone off during a flight and it confused the pilot's navigation system so much that he landed upside down?
Swap my phone with the person next to me.
What would you do if you checked Facebook one morning and your mum's status was walk of shame, totally shit-faced, blood on my knees, YOLO?
No, it's not my mum.
What would you do if you put your 5p change in a charity box and for the rest of the day everyone you walked past gave you a slow nod of approval?
Feel happy but slightly patronised at the same time.
Patronised. What would you do if you had to put someone in the recovery position but forgot your first aid training and accidentally put them in a crippler crossface? That's something you'd do as well.
Yeah, I'd claim off insurance.
What would you do if you're on work experience as an anal bleacher and you saw that the next customer on the list was your dad?
Put a funny voice on and go along with it anyway.
What would you do if you woke up one morning hugging a gigantic bumblebee?
Stay in bed.
What would you do if a man approached you in the street and said, "The turtle is in the abbey," and when you didn't reply, he swallowed a cyanide capsule?
Say what? What did he say? Sorry.
What would you do if a man approached you in the street and said, "The turtle is in the abbey," and when you didn't reply, he swallowed a cyanide capsule?
I don't know. That's just confused me more than anything.
What's... I think you'd probably just be a bit, oh, okay.
Yeah, next.
What would you do if you're in the crowd at a sports event singing the national anthem and everyone suddenly stopped and looked at you for a solo?
Get my bum out.
What would you do if your The Apprentice interview was going well, but when he said, "We managed to recover your entire incognito browsing history"?
Start wanking.
Like the Russian in McDonald's.
Like the Russian in McDonald's.
What would you do if you encouraged your gran to play Mario Kart on the Wii, and when she lost, she said, "You fucking what, mate? 1v1, me and you, in real life, dickhead."
I'd hide the painkillers.
One last one, then. Okay. What would you do if you were having drunken sex and fumbled around for protection, but instead of a condom, you put on a packet of salt and vinegar crisps? Oh. That'd be something you'd do as well.
No, it wouldn't. You don't know me very well at all, do you, Ben?
You got salt and vinegar crisps all over your bin in your bedroom.
Start wanking.
Carry on. So yeah, that was what you'd do if. I also need your help, Lee.
Oh, okay.
I've had two rather restless nights this week.
Oh.
Two weird dreams.
Oh, no.
I need you to help me figure out what they meant. And I genuinely had these dreams, and they were quite terrifying.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the first one was last night, and I genuinely woke up in a cold sweat. Oh, it was horrible. So I was chased by a peacock that was completely black, and it wouldn't leave me alone, and it tried to start eating me, and I was trying to run away, but it just wouldn't stop running at me.
Right.
It was really quite scary.
So black.
I kicked it.
Oh, you kicked it. Oh, sorry, I thought that was it.
I mean, I kicked it and it still kept on eating me.
Did you die at the end?
I woke up. And then I woke up. And it was all a dream.
It was all a dream. Black obviously symbolises emptiness, rotting, horrible things, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I do know what you mean.
That's something that's weighing on your consciousness. Something... Conscience, not consciousness. Has something traumatic happened recently to you?
I saw a lot of pigeons in London yesterday, and I have a massive phobia of birds. That probably scared me.
Maybe, and it being a peacock is a bird itself. There you go, we got to the bottom of that one. Next one.
The other one, this is a bit fucked up. This is a bit Twin Peaks-like.
Good.
So I, in the dream, I went to go to the loo in the night, and then when I went into the bathroom, I looked in the mirror at my face.
Yeah.
And the mirror version of me started talking, and the mirror version of me talked out of sync with me.
Oh.
So when my mouth was moving, the mirror version mouth was like moving a couple of seconds later or saying different things,
So there's
and I
like
was
a
trying to figure out.
delay in it.
Yeah, or it was saying different things. It was quite creepy.
So that's saying your heart is saying one thing and your head is saying another. That's what I'm getting from that. Are you stuck in a difficult position right now?
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Lee.
It's all right. Don't you worry, Ben. I've got your
That was
back.
actually quite deep. I feel a lot better after that.
Good.
I thought that would be just a lol feature, but no, we went deep.
Yeah. Well, they weren't really lol dreams, to be fair.
No, they were quite dark, weren't they?
Yeah. Traveling questions. So, Ben, you've been places, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Good.
The 33 countries.
Well,
35, sorry.
I want to know a bit more about those countries.
I mean, yeah. What do you want
Okay, well, first up, question numero one. Numero one. Is New York really apple-shaped?
know? I mean, when I was in it, I didn't see it from the sky.
Oh, didn't you get to the core of it? Thank
I mean,
you.
I.
It's a good joke. Good joke. You just brushed over it. Very good joke.
That was good. Yeah.
So, tell me more. Is it apple shaped?
No, I don't think
You
so.
don't think so? Oh.
I don't know, though. Sorry.
You don't know, but you.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Right, I've wrote the answer down there. Question numero dos. Two. Does Tarzan really go, oh, when swinging from tree to tree?
I've never actually been to a, well, actually no, I have been to a rainforest. I haven't been to Africa, and I think that's where Tarzan's from. So, I don't know.
You're bloody useless this
I'm
week,
having a
aren't
bit of
you?
a weak one this week. Your questions are too tough.
No, the questions are strong, and you just can't.
They're too tough for me though. I'm not, I'm I mean I've traveled, but
Yeah,
not
you've
this
not
much.
travelled well enough, have you?
No, apparently not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was chatting with the fellas on the forums.
Yeah, which forum?
The M&M World forums.
M&M World.
Yeah.
Do they have a? I thought they'd mainly just chat about which M&M flavour is their favourite.
No, the rapper.
Shut up. Which album's their favourite?
All of them. Mum's spaghetti.
You get through a lot of forums, mate.
I told you we have to change alias for the forums every week. Because
Oh,
people,
so you just like you move among them, but it's the same
yeah, because
group.
people
So,
track us down.
I mean, when you're discussing stuff like you're discussing, you've got to keep it secret.
Exactly.
Have you thought of a WhatsApp?
Oh yeah, we're in a WhatsApp group.
Do you not just send audio recordings to each other? Because I'd love to hear what they sound like.
No, you wouldn't.
I think I
No,
would.
no, no. Forums, you see, fellas on the forums, it's a very strong, tight-knit community.
Can I be a
No,
member?
you can't. We don't allow riffraff.
Riffraff.
But it's a strong organisation that has to keep on moving. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
I mean,
It's
yeah.
basically we're all wanted by different departments of the FBI, and we have to keep them guessing. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? We're like anonymous in that respect.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you get the vibe that happened? This is what we have to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting the vibe. I'm getting the fell what the fellas are about. I mean, do you let women in?
Yeah, we're not sexist.
But you bloody, call fellas.
Bloody hell, Grandad.
All right, young man.
So, but that's what we have to do. We have to keep on moving. We're like a shark in water. We'll just die if we don't. Okay.
What's the question?
Rumours have been circulating on the forums that apparently you put a gallon of salt on an iceberg, and as a result, 7 polar bears drowned because they couldn't find land.
Sorry, I killed
polar bears.
I killed polar bears
because you melted an ice cap they were living on with salt.
No, I did no.
It's not what I've. Well, there we go. That defensive, quivering voice kicks in there. That was so. That's definitely a yes. It's a guilty.
I love polar bears.
Well, you shouldn't have killed 7 of them.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, you've admitted it, have you?
No,
you've just admitted
no
it.
No fine with you, is there?
No, you've just admitted that you've killed 7 polar bears. And I'm going to report you to the RSPCA and the WWF and... I can't think of another animal charity. And they're going to come and they're going to fuck you up.
Sorry, I just got really distracted by the phone. So this has been Nebbiol 15.
There we go. That's exactly what I mean. You're saying that I'm neglecting the podcast. Oh, I just got distracted by my phone.
Ooh, Mansfield.
Good one.
Right, see you next week. I'm going a bit insane and it's only, what, it's 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Right, see you next week then. Bye!